Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So I actually watched the very first video I did on YouTube the other evening. First Saturday, apart from the fact that I looked hella busted and I don't even understand what I used to shoot the video. I mean, comparing that one to this one, there's definitely been an upgrade. But the topic though, let me be the first to sub myself. My very first video on YouTube was how to get married Naija style. Or was it how to hook a man during Christmas or something funny? Because I always used to do that every year. I used to give you guys updates on how to hook a guy. But clearly it hasn't worked because I'm still very much single. But before you shade me and say, I don't know what I'm talking about, I hooked them. I just set them free when I'm bored. So I'm definitely going to be talking to you guys about that before we sign off, because this is a one-on-one session and I've missed how we used to talk to each other. Ladies, I'll be sharing deep secrets with you guys. I will be sharing with you guys how to meet high-profile men this Christmas. So all of my sisters were flying into Lagos. Everything you've heard about Lagos boys, believe it. Everything you've heard about them, believe it. But I shall be giving you the antidotes to their medicine. It's antidotes to medicine, Abby. Antidotes to their problems or whatever it is. Basically, the medicine to the cure and the cause. Whatever you want to say. But before that, let's also check out like the top Google searches this year. You guys search for craziest things on Google. I mean, I'm one of those people who have a headache and I'll search middle of the head pain, what does it mean? And I'll start thinking that I'm dying. Because if you search on YouTube, you always find answers. And this year, you guys were very busy. Quite a number of things have happened. Let's have a quick rundown of the year. I put some together that I definitely will be sharing with you guys. The year started off to, I don't know, what was your 2023 like? Let me ask you, what was it like for you? Because if you ask me, the year was pretty shitty. I think the only thing that was amazing this year was, of course, work was good. I got to connect with you guys every other week. My personal life was also amazing this year. I had very plenty situationships. Yay! Nobody broke my heart. Thank you, Jesus. Because I think my heart has stopped being, you know, on the market to be broken a while back, but I digress. But I'm going to be sharing with you guys some top searches that you guys are always asking Google. Google is your friend. You are always asking Google, who is Hilda Bassey, for instance? Like, I think it's because of her body. You guys are silly on the internet asking who is Hilda Bassey. If you haven't heard, she's a Nigerian baddie who is also a slayer in the kitchen, because she slayed the Guinness Book of Records. Okay. She was the longest standing cookathon that happened in 2023. Right before, I think before the end of the year, there was another person who won. But Hilda held that record. And I love the fact that her team and her did an excellent job from start to finish. Because it was almost like we went to bed one way. The next day, Hilda Bassey was everywhere. So I don't blame you guys for searching who is Hilda Bassey. I hope I've been able to answer that question for you all. Of course, the loss of Tina Turner was a big deal. I think a lot of Gen Zs were probably the ones that were searching, you know, Tina Turner loss, because people probably did not know who Tina Turner was. Ike Turner's ex-wife, Tina Turner, rolling. What's love got to do with it? Yes, the icon passed on this year. Very, very sad. You know, I think the world was very shocked. I remember where I was when I heard Tina Turner had passed. She was such a legend. She would, you know, tear up any stage, her short skirts, her crazy hair, and just her vivacious personality. She also had a lot of struggles in her life, you know, which we've watched, you know, movies made about Tina Turner's life and all of that. But yeah, she did pass on this year. I think bringing it back home, another huge loss we experienced this year had to be Mobad's one. I mean, the Mobad situation, even if, you know, a lot of controversy came out of it in terms of how he died, bullying and all sorts of things, the truth of the matter is we did lose such a talented young man. And I think that what was most painful about that particular death was how, you know, he was literally in his prime. This guy was super. Half of Mobad's songs, I didn't even know he was on Asan Gits. I knew these songs, like, I'll be singing it. I actually thought it was Imalian, you know, and then I used to always, I just thought all of them, I didn't know the difference. So when I just hear any song, I was just like, what's that one? I Feel Good, parana, parana. Oh, Miami was such a big song. And I like the fact that Nigerians started streaming his song even the more when he passed on. I'm hoping that, you know, at the end of the day, his family will definitely, not like that can bring him back, because, I mean, no amount of money or, you know, gift or whatever will bring back someone like Mobad that we lost. But that was very shocking, because that happened much later on in the year. And, you know, this guy had been crying out for help for so long. We all just ignored. And that's one of the things that I also learned from this year, how when people speak up, please stop trying to troll them or find pick holes in their stories. That person might just be crying out to save his life or her life. And then when they are now gone, isn't it annoying how, you know, there'll be searches like Mobad's loss on Google. I mean, Google is not complaining, but you guys do better, okay? Do better. One of the biggest movies that came out was very much searched on Google this year. I'm talking about Gangs of Lagos. I'm still having like jittery fingers from just remembering the awesomeness that was Gangs of Lagos. Jade Osiberu, you deserve your flowers and more. If you haven't watched it, it's a movie set in Lagos. As the name suggests, Toby Bakarish was like the shining star. He killed it. Absolutely. Bimba Demoye, Adesua, every single person that worked on that project. You guys literally, the fight scene in Lagos Island and Chioma Akpotha's, her dialogue was just like, Isaleko no go sleep. I still remember it. That was a stellar performance. When you see people acting, that was a moment. The fight scene, I don't know how Jade Osiberu pulled that off, but you see that fight scene was like an American film stuff. I know even this night, because you know, when we know how we fight with colors. It was like, I love the way Adesua with the gun. I want to do action film. I really want to act action film. Calling on all directors. Make sure I'm your girl for 2024, because I want to be in an action film. Top boy, innit? That thing gave me like an English accent, yeah? You're right. You're straight. Calm. What was another thing that I used to say from Top Boy? Love. Any small thing, love. I loved it. Duchesne. Sully. What's my girl's name now? Oh, how can I forget her name? The baby was always saying calm, yeah? The girl that was... Oh, how can I forget her name? Who lost her sister in this? I don't want to spill so much if you haven't watched Top Boy. But Top Boy is my thing. Roadman. Just the slangs. I just love it. I just love the way they talk. I love the way they dress. I wanted a British accent so bad. Every time I watch Top Boy, I would talk like them for like 3 days. Like, yeah, the ends. You go into the ends. I was always like, yeah, I absolutely love Top Boy. You guys were searching about that. So yeah, the show has come to an end. But if you haven't watched it, I totally, highly recommend. Okay. Yes, you guys were searching Asake's Lonely at the Top. Bang, 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 bang. That was such a huge track. 2023, it became a saying, it became a lifestyle, it became a meme, it became a response, it became everything. It just was like epic, okay? Asake did his thing in 2023. I'm already almost saying 2024, like I'm already in 2024. But that's how, you know, futuristic I am. That was amazing. The video was amazing. And you guys couldn't stop talking about it on Google. So Google, thanks you for using the search button to search for Asake. Also, another thing that you guys couldn't stop talking about or asking Google. Google, who's the winner of BBN All-Stars? Ilebaye won All-Stars, guys. Gen Z to the world. If you do not know, now you know. But you guys searched for that a lot. Top searches on Google. Who is the winner of BBN All-Stars? And then the wildest one for me was the cryptic pregnancy, because I followed the conversation on Twitter. A lot of people this year just found out they were pregnant. At some point when my period was missing for like 2 months, me, I thought I'd joined the cryptic gango, but Unfortunately, whatever it is you want to call it, my red visitor came visiting, and yeah, that wasn't the point. But a lot of people actually experienced that, because people were searching that a lot on Google this year. Do you guys see that I do have the top boy thing, the thing somehow still in there somehow? Okay, Toke, you're not watching Top Boy. You don't have to speak like them. Speak like the Nigerian that you are. Oi, are we good? I'm such a nutter, you guys. So yeah, cryptic pregnancy was one of the things that you guys were searching about. And last but not the least, what is the meaning of body count? Ladies and gentlemen, what are you searching for body counts for? Can you say that people are sinning too much? Can you say that people should be searching, when is Jesus Christ coming again? You're there searching for what is, how high, or what is body count? Body counts, what the hell is body count? If I was supposed to define body count, it means the amount of people that have serviced the engine called your body. Okay? In a nutshell, that's what body count means. And I don't know what people are searching for it for, because when people say to me, what's my body count? I look at them like, ew, I'm a virgin. I'm married to Jesus. Satan, leave me alone. No, but seriously, you know, those sort of conversations always crack me up. You know, if someone should ask me what my body count is, I'm quick to just say maybe one or two, because I don't know why you want to know. I don't get. Haven't you heard what they popularly say is that there is no meter there. That thing doesn't read. Your vagina is not supposed to be a meter, okay? So someone asking you what your body count is, you should look them in the face and be like, what does that mean? Sorry, you say body, what? How? Or do you want to be the next? And girl, ladies, secrets, listen, if it wasn't memorable, it does not count, okay? If it did not do what it was supposed to do, it does not count, okay? If the thing halfway decide not to complete its journey, it does not. I'm such a bloody nutter. I missed you guys. That's all I have to share with you guys about what you guys were searching about. Now back to our personal gist. How to hook a high profile man. Let me just off this my glasses. See, they were telling you things like, oh, you know, dress the parts, go to the places, which they are quite right. But the first thing I'm going to tell you, ladies, is you have to have budgets for enjoyment first. Because you see these high-profile men, they don't go to the slums or all these places. Some of them don't even like to go out. They like to go to house parties. So you have to kind of like know people who know people who know people. Bizu, if you know him, Bizu is a connect. He's always connecting people. Shout out to Bizu. But all I'm trying to say is like, go to a lot of house parties this Christmas, ladies. Like, forget the clubs. It's too hot. It's too noisy. People can't hear each other. And the club is now confusing. Everybody's acting like a big boy. You don't know the ones that are true big boys. You see 10 guys on the table. You don't know who is paying the bills. They're all wearing Balenciaga, Balenciaga. All wearing all sorts of designer top. You'll be there thinking, oh, it's toasting me. Foul, 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 foul. No. Go to house parties. That's where it's going down. In places like Banana Island, Glover, Ikoyi Southwest, you can manage VI, maybe like Lekki One. Everything after Lekki One, don't bother. You're going outside of Lagos. Okay? There might be people that have money there, but imagine how you'll be sweating inside traffic if you have to go and visit your boo. No, okay, we're looking for Ikoyi, Banana Island, those areas, and house parties. Ladies, When I said have a budget for enjoyment, I mean, your hair must be laid all the time like mine. You know, learn to do your makeup if you don't want to afford makeup artists all the time. You know, all those. I don't like wearing heels. Stop it. This is not your village. Wear heels. At least try. You can wear slippers in the car. When you get there, wear heels. Ladies, research. You have to be well-versed. That's number two. Guys don't like talking to... I don't like to sound like I'm supporting the guys, by the way. But you know that we just need to just hook them till we're tired, then we let them go. But as long as I put that saying there, it's not about me trying to help niggas this season. But listen, there's nothing like talking to someone. I'm attracted to like brains. And I think that at this point, sex is the cheapest thing any girl can give any guy. Listen, sex is so cheap. The guy is getting up from the bed with this babe. There's already somebody texting him. Hey, babe, I miss you. That's another person. Another person. I might see you later on this evening. So sex for me is the cheapest thing you can give a guy. Be well-versed, guys. Read about travel. If you don't travel enough, read. Watch movies. Do you understand? Because some people, see, it's not by force that you should have been to America. You can read about America where you are. And when someone is telling you about Manhattan, you'll be like, yeah. You know, when they tell you about London, you'll be like, oh, yeah, of course, yeah. That's where I go to just because. If you don't get there, you can get there in your mind first, okay? So that when you go into these gatherings of high, powerful individuals that you need in your future or you need in your life just for sometimes aesthetics to make you look good because that's what these men are for. Make sure that, you know, you're versed in knowledge. If he asks you who was the prime minister of something, not that you'll be saying, all you know is Sekretary, Sekretara, Sekata. Like, do you understand? Make sure you can have conversations. I think that is such a turn on. Like, especially when guys see girls and they think that this one is all about fashion. All she knows is to wear heels to look nice. When you have political arguments with them, they're like, yo, you shut that back. Shut him up. She said, just because I'm wearing wig. Listen, I know geography, history. Ask me about things. You have to read, okay? Even if you're not interested, do the research from now. You still have like 2 weeks before the end of the year. So it can help you. Every day, read something new. I think it helps. Brunch with the ladies is always a good idea. You see, it's Sundays in Lagos are for brunches. People go to the beach. Some people just go to nice areas to brunch. Don't move around in packs, so because some guys are intimidated when they see like 6-7 girls. And please don't start insulting them. Truth of the matter is, even when you see like 10 guys huddled together, is it not looking like a sardine something? You know, maybe just one person, preferably if she's already married, if she's your married friend. That way, you know, she's not in competition with you. Nobody's, you are the only one. She herself is using, she's helping you to look out for the fish in the room. Do you get? So go out with your married friend, look nice, go to brunches on Sundays. Do you get? Like just wear a nice flowing dress, just sunglasses in your hair. Act like you're not searching. That's another tip. Sometimes the desperation, men can smell it from the door. Even if a man is talking to you, it's not everybody you give your number to this crazy season. Can I have your number? No. Let him meet you once or twice again. In another garden, be like, oh, you, okay, can I take your number now? Then you can be like, okay, all right, yeah, you can. Are you following me? You know, see, ladies, learn to turn your sexy on. Be a tease. Do you know how to be a tease? You start with your eyes. You know, you look away, you look again, you look away. You know, just smile, not like, ha, like I'm smiling right now. You know, just raise your apples up a little bit. Just act like, see. Even if I said that, be vast in knowledge, I'm not saying that you get there and you start acting as if that's all you're offering. Sometimes you have to just, you know, let them work for your brain. Do you know what I mean? Like tease them a little bit, you know, say one or two. Don't get into a rounded argument where you're screaming to your voice, I'm not done this year. No, this, be soft. You're a lady. Soft like agege bread. Anybody that increases the tempo of your voice higher than normal, it's not the person. That person's a madman. Don't listen to him. Do you understand? You have to be soft. You have to be well knowledgeable. You have to, you know, go to the right brunch areas with a friend or two. I'm giving you a rundown of everything I've said, though. You know, you have to go to private events. Like, concerts is not the place to meet people, guys. Everybody there is hustling to be standing on the table. I'm sorry, I'm there to watch the artist. Why do I have to now be hearing somebody trying to dull my shine by, I think you are pretty. No, this is not the place. Do you understand? We're all here to sing about Ashake and Rhythm Unplugged and everything. But, you know, private parties, after parties, those areas, you can hear yourselves. Music is low. People are already planning to go after private parties. I shall be there first. And if all of these tips don't work for you, Shilo next year might be the only result. On that note, thank you guys for coming to a one-on-one session. I do hope that you will write me and say thank you, because by March next year, I hope that a lot of you ladies are in relationships that are going somewhere with high-valued men. Okay? Not those guys that are just anyhow. You have to look at yourself. Why will you date an anyhow guy? Are you an anyhow babe? You have to like put a premium on it. You're a premium pie, okay? So I'm sorry, begin to act like it. If your relationship is going where the guy is already giving you steals of, it's not me, it's you. As they said on the internet, he's getting married this December. Don't waste your time by crying. Listen, you can cry in January or February. You can replace him. Anybody that should be weary, you too, you do Olori Buruku for him. We jam ourselves in the future. You pussy, I give bad advice. That's your business. Thank you guys so much for watching. Keep searching on Google, because you guys gave me a fun field day, obviously searching the things that you guys are talking about. My name is Toke Makinwa. I will chat with you on the next episode of Toke Moments. It's our festive season, compliments of the season, guys. Is it too early to say Merry Christmas to you guys? It probably is. Maybe on the next episode. Chat with you later.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.